We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 5 o'clock.
Because at 5 o'clock, they take me to the gallows pole.
Sands of time for me.
The sands of time for me
are running low. And the sands of time for the beginning of World War III are running low. Running low. You study global conflicts throughout history, regional conflicts, World War I, World War II. This is exactly how they start. And economists, researchers, historians across the board in the last year have said the world is cruising towards nuclear war. For me, it isn't about the U.S. or Russia or Palestinian versus Israeli. It isn't about black versus white. It isn't about Christian versus Muslim or Jew versus Muslim or black versus Hispanic. It's about global destabilization being carried out by corporate interest operating at different levels for the same goals and interests, sometimes not for the same goals and interests, creating this out-of-control headlong rush into what I'm calling the age of crisis. Humans have always had wars, always had giant disasters, but this one's different because of all the weapons and the communications. There's a reason elites are all moving to armored redoubts in the Caribbean and the Cook Islands and New Zealand right now. The top billionaires of Israel, it was reported a year ago, have basically all left Israel to go to Luxembourg, Switzerland, or London. Elites are buying huge yachts, openly saying that they're not so much to party on, but to survive on. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. The British Ministry of Defense says global total meltdown is going to happen in their 2007 report. Our Pentagon came out last year in a report saying we're preparing for collapse. But then only they are allowed to say it. If citizens point it out, it's like, oh, that's not happening. Don't be a fearmonger. I want to have a debate about all of this so that we can avert the disasters that are coming. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We don't know history on average. We have the most historically ignorant population in the West we've probably had since the Renaissance began. And the general public is watching their ball games and drinking beer. I get it. But this is undoubtedly the most unstable time in human history. And Obama came out last week, remember, and said the world owes his administration for the unprecedented global stability. And you didn't build your business. And Obamacare is cutting your prices, and he's not coming after your guns, and raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, and he wouldn't hire one lobbyist. I mean, and again, it's beyond Obama. It's the age of total bull. Carney, the carnival barker from the White House, press secretary, is going to work at Apple. I mean, how fitting. Oh, they're so liberal. Oh, they're so sweet. They run the most vicious slave camps in China, with suicide nets, forced drugging, forced abortion on record. But they talk with lisp and wave rainbow flags, so they're not threatening. See, Darth Vader looks scary. Hitler looks scary, so we know they're bad. Modern evil is in a suit, acting very friendly, speaking with an NPR lisp, when it's actually a military globalist corporate operation. So we either grow up right now or we lose everything. Because the globalists plan to fully conquer America while they conquer the world. It's total full spectrum dominance.
Renewed hostile actions. against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We will run a whole fast. We have done it personally. We are defending it. We agree. We are trying our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 20th day of July, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here, as we are every Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Simulcast on over 90 AM and FM affiliates on the Sunday show, and also going out on Global Shortwave, number one political podcast, is free, and you can subscribe at InfoWars.com. We also have video feeds at InfoWars.com/show with a full television production, not just radio. And, of course, the weekday show has over 160 AM and FM affiliates, and it airs 11 AM to 2 PM or 12 noon to 3 PM Eastern, 11 AM to 2 PM Central Standard Time. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. First off, for regular listeners, you can attest to this. If you're a new listener, I would suggest you say go to one of our many YouTube channels. One channel alone, the Alex Jones channel, has about 403 million views on it. Just if you're a new listener, just let you know freedom and the truth is popular. And I suggest you just go back into the archives 6 months. And click on any show, and if you listen a couple hours, you'll hear me give the speech I'm about to give right now. But augment with the latest information that you're about to see all hell break loose worldwide, and war on the border with Russia, war all over the Middle East, war all over Africa, all over Asia. China may even attack the islands of the Philippines, and now they've said they're going to do that. They say, well, we're going to take them, and by force. And if anyone tries to stop us, we're going to nuke you. They've told Japan and the U.S. that. You're seeing our borders imploded. We told you that was coming. This is the globalists that sit above the nations and are manipulating the nations into a global crisis so that when the dollar goes down, a new IMF World Bank-backed system is the new global digital currency, not the dollar and not the BRICS. Going on right now in South America with world leaders openly saying we're in a global depression, openly saying the dollar's going down. Now, what are the globalists' response? Start a war with Russia. And again, I'm not saying the U.S. is good or bad. I'm not saying Russia is good or bad. The globalists are outside of this, manipulating the whole process. So while Vladimir Putin is in South America, down in Brazil, and traveling around other countries, saying they're devaluing the dollar, printing trillions of dollars or issuing trillions of dollars a month of digital currency, and the world is pegged to the dollar, so it's causing inflation all over the world. I was in the Caribbean, folks, and pesos were almost buying more than dollars now. I mean, it is just 3 weeks ago. It is hardcore. We are insulated somewhat from the inflation, though it's starting to really accelerate here. It's nothing like it is in Europe, nothing like it is in Asia or Latin America. So the world is being forced into this crisis. They don't want it. Now, we have seen the shootdown of MH17 that was flying from Amsterdam to Australia for an AIDS conference, the Malaysian airliner, not the one missing in the Indian Ocean off Diego Garcia. Remember the RMS Lusitania? Heard that name? In 1915, she was torpedoed and sunk by a German U-boat, causing the deaths of 1,198 passengers and crew. The Germans had put full-page articles in ads in the New York Times and the Times of London saying, this is an auxiliary ship carrying armaments under law. We are going to torpedo it next time we see it. But the Germans didn't do that for a few months. So the British officer on board, this is all came out years later, sailed back and forth, steam back and forth in front of the German U-boats until they took it out. What came out from the shootdown last week? We're not sure who's behind it. Probably the Russians. Ukraine had been bombing Russian-held and ethnic areas, killing thousands a day some days last week. The Russians responded last Sunday. You were listening. I said, the Russians said, we're going to have targeted strikes back. We're going to shoot down these aircraft. For 2 months, the FAA is in Europe, but also the EU system had said you will be arrested. Okay, if you fly over this area of Crimea, it's controlled airspace like flying over a military base. It's a war zone. Do not fly over it. The FAA reissued that warning last Thursday. No flights have flown through there in 2 months. They directed this sole flight right over the missile batteries. Again, can you say Lusitania? Lusitania, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't matter that the Germans had said we're going to sink this ship carrying armaments to the front from the United States. Didn't matter if they put full-page ads in the U.S. newspapers and British papers saying don't sail on it, we're going to torpedo it. It didn't matter they sailed it back and forth in front of them. How did the Spanish-American War start in 1898, blowing up the Maine and Havana Harbor? How did Vietnam officially start, even though I had family there in 1961? It started in 1964 when they claimed our destroyers were attacked. It was declassified on the anniversary, the 40th anniversary, in 2004, that it was totally staged by the Central Intelligence Agency. The ships were not attacked. Am I endorsing the North Vietnamese? Absolutely not. The point is, reality is reality is reality is reality. 2003, declassified in 2006, Blair and Bush met at the White House and at Downing Street in two different meetings. The White House and Downing Street memos released to Congress where they said, we'll paint up a U.S. aircraft like another aircraft and get it shot down over Iraq to go after Saddam. Am I endorsing Saddam? No. Do you, though, get a plane shot down that Saddam thinks is military so you can say that he went after the U.N.? No, you don't do that. The point is, they think you're so stupid. Now they're saying Russia wanted to hack and bring down the U.S. stock market and NASDAQ. Of course they did. What do you think the Pentagon trains to do all day? To take down every other major stock market if a war starts. The issue here is Russia has imploded. Russia's trying to rebuild economically. Russia endorsed Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Vladimir Putin endorsed anti-communism and Alexander Solzhenitsyn before Solzhenitsyn died. Does that mean I trust Putin? No. Is Putin, though, trying to pass anti-gun laws? Did he pass Obamacare? Did he collapse our borders? No. He is setting up a new economic system against the collapse of the dollar, just like Iraq tried to go on another gold standard and was attacked in 2003. Same thing's happening now.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, back live. I have studied the globalists and how they operate for about 22 years. Longer than that, but full focus 22 years. On air, almost 20. I've read their books, hundreds of them. 5 books by Brzezinski, you name it. I mean, we've quoted them here. We've made films about it. They explain how they do all this. Brzezinski admits that our government helped Pol Pot get into power. He killed about 30% of his population. And then you see how naive the public is while Brzezinski writes a book admitting his involvement in mass murder. Or how he set up Al-Qaeda. And the public wears their ignorance like a shield. I mean, people are saying, Alex, you need to cover what's going on in Gaza. What, the Hollywood cause celeb deal, the Palestinians? I'm supposed to only be concerned about who the media tells me I am and when I'm supposed to go out and riot about it? I've criticized Netanyahu for openly endorsing a month and a half ago ISIS, and we know the Israeli forces up on their northern border are coordinating attacks into Syria with them. Oh, but you notice that the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and the Israeli pro-press doesn't criticize me for that because they don't want to discuss it. I criticize Israel effectively, but not from a hateful position wanting to see Israel destroyed, but from a moral position. What about the 300,000 dead plus in the last 3 years of the Western-backed attack on Assad? The West started it using Al-Qaeda, now called ISIS. Now they're running around blowing up moderate mosques and Christian churches and murdering Christians and the Iraqi police we trained en masse. And Obama has done nothing to stop them because they're behind it, and so is Saudi Arabia. And that came out in the news. 300,000 dead, at least half of them Christians, murdered by Al-Qaeda, the scum of the earth. And our government gave them Stinger missiles. That's now mainstream news. Where'd you hear it? Here first. I'm not bragging, folks. I know what I'm talking about. We got 400 dead Palestinians, most of them combatants, involved in heavy fighting, fighting Israeli armor, certainly soldiers. You can say that they're not wimps. Whatever. I get their position. I get the Israeli position. It's tribal warfare. I'm sitting back like an anthropologist looking at two tribes in New Guinea killing themselves. I don't belong to either one. See, can't you be scientific about this, folks, and pull back from the emotions and look at what's going on? I mean, I get emotional when I see the ignorance of the public. All you're hearing about right now is Gaza. When Ukraine put out headlines last Sunday that they'd killed, quote, 1,000 rebels in one day, and then Russian TV and British TV showed it as well, just smoking, burning whole neighborhoods. They're just bombing, carpet bombing neighborhoods. And then Russia said, we're going to start shooting your planes down. And so they went, oh, you are? Let's just run some airliners right over that no-fly zone. Let's just drive the Lusitania right in front of the U-boats after the Germans put full-page ads in the New York Times. I mean, this is just literally the 1915 trick that got the United States into the war. They even picked a ship they knew had U.S. passengers on it. On purpose, they were putting it on a passenger liner. Armaments. And the Germans said, we're going to sink that ship. Don't sail on it. Again, am I endorsing the Kaiser and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire? I don't know. Against the British Empire at that time, yeah, they weren't the Nazis. And that brought the Nazis in, by the way, and then we get World War II. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. The West is trying to start a real war with Russia. They tried it in 2008 during the Olympics again, just like they did this year. On the world scene, it's what it's all about. And the CFR and all of them put out prospectuses the last few years saying this was the plan. Brzezinski wrote the Grand Chessboard about how they'd finally bring down Russia and how they'd use radical Islam to bring down the entire Middle East and kill every secular leader there. And then use the threat of radical Islam to take all of our rights here domestically. I want to be clear. There is radical Islam. The media always says that I say, and Weird Al Yankovic says that I say, you know, there's no Islamic terror out there. No. It's there, and it's funded and shepherded and protected. And then it's allowed to kill U.S. troops. I mean, Marines, Army, you name it. They actually die fighting groups that the globalists that run our country armed. People go, that doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense. If you want to destabilize things and wreck the Middle East and wreck the world and have a threat to take the liberties here at home and have trillions in no-bid weapons contracts, what do? You arm the crazies. You open the door for the crazies. And then you bury your sons and daughters who really died fighting them. Don't you see the masterstroke of this? And again, I'm not even saying that the West, NATO, shot that aircraft down. I said that day one, I've been watching Russia. I think they probably did it. They said last Sunday, 7 days ago here, go listen to the archive. It's on InfoWars.com, free podcast. Go back to last Sunday. I said right during this segment, Russia is going to start shooting aircraft down and get ready for this to escalate quickly. And boy, has it. Here's Dianne Feinstein, the senator. You know, the one that wants your guns? It isn't Putin. Feinstein, the U.S. is now at Cold War levels with Russia. Putin, you have to man up, says the woman that wants to disarm the American people. Well, that's a joke. Ladies and gentlemen, now they're sending in NATO advisors and troops and weapons, and the Russians say if they start engaging Russians, the Russians are going to attack the NATO troops. Then the NATO troops are going to escalate with air power. The Russians are going to pour in, and then people will start using tactical nuclear weapons, and about 30 minutes later, submarines pop up with cruise missiles on them off each shore and missile cruisers and start firing nuclear weapons into major cities. We barely stopped this in 1961 with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Here's another headline. Ukraine rebels argue over wreck. Europeans give Putin last chance. That's a quote. Last chance before they start putting blockades on Russian ships in European ports. That's an act of war. This isn't some Iraqis we're slapping around. This isn't some third world country. This is Russia with 150 million people and at least 10,000 operable missiles, 3,000 of them Topol-M with 20 warheads and MIRVs up inside of them. You know what happened on 888 when the West attacked the Russian-held areas of Ossetia and Abkhazia? The Russians rolled in mobile medium-range missiles and said, we're targeting NATO bases in 1 hour. We'll begin firing, pull NATO forces out. And NATO backed off. But Obama will be too busy eating a hamburger or playing golf to care this time. I'm telling you, folks, this is like Napoleon and Hitler attacking Russia. We're on the edge of World War III.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So if you just joined us, I want to break this down. And if you disagree with me or agree or want to augment this point or you're currently in the U.S. military especially, I would like to hear from you. First-time callers on this live Sunday edition, I'm going to give out the toll-free number to call us here in just a few minutes and we'll start taking your calls in the next segment. We'll also get into the latest on the collapsing border, the latest on the devalued dollar, and more. Now, I'm a libertarian, a constitutionalist. I don't like government. I really don't like big government. So I don't lionize Vladimir Putin. But he wants a strong nationalistic Russia. They're moving away from communism. Alexander Solzhenitsyn endorsed Putin before he died. Let's look that up. London Guardian. U.S. ambassador to Russia met with him and says, is this really true? And he said, yes, we want nationalism. And Solzhenitsyn wrote a book, How the West Funded Communism and Actually Put the Bolsheviks In. It's all true. You know, the Nobel Prize winner that was such a hero to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said his greatest hero, John Wayne's hero, endorsed Vladimir Putin. And, you know, wrote on chalk his book, Gulag Archipelago, when he was in decades in a forced labor camp under the Stalinist and memorized it and then wrote it when he got out. But he wrote dozens of other books, and some of his last books basically could have been written by me. I was reading his quotes just last night. They have huge websites of them, and it was exactly everything I say. Even though I've only read a few of his books, I've got to read the rest of them. It was that he understood tyranny so well that it was quotes that I've basically given, but just a little bit more elegantly put, because he had seen evil up front. And it wasn't that, I'm not comparing myself to Alexander Solzhenitsyn. My point is truth, it's self-evident. Now, there's the U.S. Embassy cables, The Guardian. Solzhenitsyn praises Putin, 2010, 2008 as well. All right, anyways, continuing. Oh, yeah, they were very concerned. And I'm not bragging when I tell you this, because I knew about this years ago when I was at RT headquarters in New York and then in L.A. The head of RT at the time, who was replaced because the State Department freaked out and threatened to shut him off if I was ever allowed back on there. So I'd go on national Russian TV and criticize communism, criticize Stalin, criticize the New World Order, say whatever I wanted. The head of RT was a huge listener, and they literally started it, modeled a little bit off InfoWars, that was part of it, and that the basic Russian government listens to my show. And I never really said that on air because it sounds so wild, but it's confirmed. And it's come out in communiques and cables and stuff like that. And it's been the London Telegraph that Assad also, they hacked his emails, and you know, the government was reading our analysis at InfoWars.com, my analysis. And I'm not saying that arrogantly, but when the Russian government's listening to you, you might as well just say that that's going on. I mean, it's no mistake that, you know, now I've been invited on national Russian TV repeatedly to be on with Vladimir Putin's best buddy, I forget his name, that runs the state-run media over there, and I've said no. You know, the crews had the request come in. I've said no, because this is getting too close to war, and I'm not going on Russian media. And again, Vladimir Putin was in the KGB, did head up the FSB. Then after that, he was the deputy mayor of Moscow. And I'm not lionizing him, but do you know that liberty's sexy and we could sell people on freedom? Putin pays them to have kids. They, on national TV, talk about cancer viruses and the vaccines, the globalists creating AIDS, the New World Order, the whole plan. And you have to understand, this broadcast, I've had the number three guy in the British, the British government as well, but I've had high-level folks from the Japanese government on. I mean, I'm not bragging, folks. I've had to come to the fact of the realization that this is the good news to all of you out there. The world listens to this broadcast. And governments listen. And you know why the governments listen? You know why the military listens? And why they have news articles, mainstream news, where they're ordering the military not to listen to my show? Why do you think that is? Because, folks, it scares the globalists that have hijacked the CIA and the Pentagon and our whole system. It scares them that we understand the game plan. They're scared of Ron Paul. They're scared of Rand Paul, too, folks. They know Rand Paul's for real. I don't know about Ted Cruz. I like him. I like what he says. Let me tell you, I know Rand Paul. He's for real. See, we're just normal people who don't want nuclear war and want dads to be dads, moms to be moms, private property, right to defend yourself, right to have a future. We like America. We like Russia. We like Japan. We like Brazil. I want to see Brazil do good. I want to see the world do good. We have goodwill. And that's infectious in a time of great evil. People want to be good. They just have been taught that only evil gets them ahead. Well, it doesn't get you ahead in the end. And we're coming down to the end game right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming down to 21st century high-tech war. And Vladimir Putin and Brazil and China, and boy, you know how much I hate communist China, and they're totally evil leaders. The point is, they are seeing their currency devalued because of the dollar devaluing that our elite and the private Federal Reserve cartel is engaged in. And it's these same bankers that are invested in China, they're invested in Russia, they're playing us all off against each other. We should come together as a human family and say no to war, and no to destabilization, and no to the Western-backed Palestinian groups launching rockets to give Israel a pretext to attack to cause destabilization. The same globalists are pulling the puppet strings on Israel and the Palestinians. But we should say, okay, I'll talk about the Palestinians because I care about them. Nobody likes images of dead kids. If you'll talk about hundreds of thousands of Christians killed in Iraq and Syria and Libya by Western-backed, worst of the worst, bottom of the barrel, jihadi, al-Qaeda, ISIS scum. If you do that, then I'll morally know you really care. Because, see, I'm just as upset about dead Jewish kids and Palestinians and Christians, ladies and gentlemen, because I know the globalist hand, not unseen, folks, when you know about it, it's right there, is organizing chaos, just like the first James Bond movie, written by a high-level former member of British intelligence, Ian Fleming, where the organization Chaos, or is it Spectre, is manipulating the Russians and the U.S. off against each other to consolidate power. Because who gains when we have sanctions and things are shut down and economies fold and Obamacare bankrupts things and the border's collapsing and our jobs being shipped? Who wants us bankrupt? Banks. And not your corner bank. When I talk about banks, I don't mean your bank down the street that gives you a loan for farming. Or if I talk about the military, I don't mean our military men and women. I mean the people running it at the top. They don't have our goodwill at heart. They don't have our interest at heart. And when I come back, I'm going to give the phone number out, and then we're going to get into why this is all happening and get into the big picture of what's going to happen next. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers today, I haven't done that in about a week or two, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. For Alex Jones, I'm your host. That's 877-789-ALEX. Different number than the weekday show. Weekday show is produced in the same studio, but the phone lines are in Minnesota. This is all produced in-house right here on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. from South Austin. Infowars.com. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones and check out the amazing pro-liberty products we have at InfowarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to Steve, Margaret, David, Brian, and many others in this segment. And I'll get more into the border and pull back from Ukraine coming up. But first off, I want to explain something. About 100,000 Americans, this is in congressional hearings with Frank Church, Senator Church, Anthony Sutton, the late great, how Wall Street financed the Soviets, the USSR, and Hitler. He wrote that book off government documents. He was the head archivist for Congress at that time and ran some of the hearings. And this freaked Congress out so bad in the 70s that they almost abolished the CIA and found out about the 36,000, 35,000 Nazis that had been brought in under paperclip. I mean, it's just a disaster, folks. It's a disaster how bad this is. But in 1917, the British intelligence, working with the U.S. government, shipped in 100,000 Russian Americans that spoke Russian. You know them as neocons today because they came back to the U.S. when Stalin, decades later, kicked them back out, kicked Trotsky back out. They came here and took over the Republican Party. You know them as neocons. By the way, that's the Wall Street Journal. You didn't know the neocons were actually Russian communists, but it's too much, the average person. Reality is just too insane. Our government, shadow government, was so evil even then that it funded the takedown of the czars who were pro-West and pro-U.S., and it put the communists in. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn exposed this. I mean, everybody knew this in the Liberty Movement, that the big tax-free foundations were funding communism, that trucks by the hundreds of thousands over the decade of the Vietnam War were shipped from Ford and GM factories in Russia to Vietnam, missile launchers, you name it. I mean, the U.S. the whole time was in Russia helping them build all this. That's on record. Because, again, they couldn't set up this evil base here in the U.S. in front of Americans and fund evil and a thing called communism and human enslavement. So our own criminal elite that had hijacked our government overthrew Russia that was a monarchy and was corrupt, put in something 10 times worse, kicked out the white Russians, as they were known, pro-imperials, and then used Russia to export evil worldwide under the name of communism. That again, as Solzhenitsyn said, shouldn't even be called communism. It doesn't even exist. It's just evil. You shouldn't be anti-communist. That implies communism is elemental and part of something. No, it should be called anti-human. It should be called anti-human exterminism, anti-criminal, anti-terrorist, anti-scum, anti-gang, anti-filth. The elite, the globalist elite, the British Empire. Not the British people, the British Empire model of control, behind-the-scenes control. Carol Quigley wrote an 1,100-page book, head of Georgetown Political Science, on this, called Tragedy and Hope. We sell the book back in print at InfoWarsStore.com. Read it! How they funded Hitler, how they funded Lenin, folks, it's so evil. So the Russians actually got obsessed in the last 25 years with Alexander Solzhenitsyn. They got sold on his book. So then they said it was the CIA and others that tried to prop him up. That's why there was the rumor that the fall of the Soviet Union was staged. Because it was staged. Their people wouldn't go along with it anymore. They wanted freedom. And so they made a deal with Gorbachev to end it and to put Yeltsin in, but that failed. And Vladimir Putin, a secret acolyte of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, got control. Does he have his own big bank accounts? Does he run around and do all this stuff? Sure. Do I trust him? No. The point is, he's paying people to have kids. On national TV, they exposed that 9/11 was an inside job, that cancer viruses are being put in vaccines. Russian television now, folks, is like this show. You understand that? Not because it's their plan. Alexander Solzhenitsyn influenced them with Thomas Jefferson power. I influenced them, and others do, and they've influenced themselves wanting to be free. Does that mean they're perfect? No. But when you've gone through 80 years of hellish evil, when you've been through communism, when you know what evil is, when you know what bureaucracy is, when you know what standing in line to get your food is, Cloward and Piven, then freedom becomes so sexy and you rebel against the evil. Just like the East Germans rebelled and stood down and didn't want to be evil anymore under communism. Freedom is popular. Freedom is sexy. We have snow cones in hell. We're selling a coat to a man in Siberia, folks. He wants the coat. Freedom is good. We have to be ready to win and not just believe, you know, that, oh, there's no good. Alex is really this, or, you know, the blah, blah, blah. Or we got to have war with Russia. They're our enemy. We'll get ahead by defeating Russia. No, we won't. The globalists are playing us off against each other. And the Russians and the Chinese and others who have their own serious problems. And China's in bed with the globalists. They're ultra-maximum evil. Not the Chinese people, but, I mean, the Chinese government is double-dealing, absolutely one-child policies, forced abortion, New World Order model. They adopted it. The CIA put Mao Zedong in 49. That was declassified 10 years ago. It's even on History Channel. I mean, I heard that from the John Birch Society when I was 6 years old. they know. They killed the CIA operative who wouldn't go along with it, John Birch. He tried to lead a group against it, and they killed him and a bunch of other operatives. There were rebellions then against doing this. Mao killed 84 million people. See, our government put Mao in. Our government put Pol Pot in. It's criminals in our government. It's Chaos. It's Hydra. It's Spectre. Why in all these movies is it an octopus symbol that's manipulating all the sides? Because they're telling you. Because anyone that knows how this really works understands the octopus is the big private banks that control the issuance of currency and credit. It's the Hydra of Greek mythology, the multi-headed beast or the multi-legged beast, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? And it only wins by being in the dark and not being exposed. And it feeds on human suffering and no-bid weapons contracts. Well, why do they want to fund al-Qaeda to take over Afghanistan so we can invade to get trillions in opium and trillions in no-bid weapons contracts? Why? Hail Hydra. I mean, you go see the new Captain America, folks. That's basically what you're dealing with right there. I mean, this is the real deal, people. Okay, and the globalists have underground bases. They have all the mitigation plans. They're ready to have a war with Russia. The Rand Corporation 3 years ago came out, wrote a story about it on Infowars.com, and said to bring in the world government, there needs to be something bigger than a regional war, a new world war. Maybe they've got backroom deals with the Russians and the Chinese, and it's staged. I don't know. But this stuff can get out of hand, ladies and gentlemen. You can look up different transcripts and letters from British kings to Norman kings in France going back 600, 700 years ago where they say, I'm having uprisings, cousin. We need to have a war. And staging a war against each other to kill off their own population. This has been going on forever. And we better transcend it or we don't have any future. We're going to start the next hour, go to your phone calls. But they force the world into trying to leave the dollar as the private Federal Reserve devalues the dollar and it hits outside countries first. Then when Russia and others try to move away from the dollar, as they're under sanctions, they go, because they want the dollar to die slowly, not have a competing economic system, and then bring in the FDR IMF World Bank model. Joseph Stiglitz exposed that when the documents came out in 2002. So they want to kill the old unipolar financial system and bring in a new unipolar or one. So let's continue here. This is what it's really all about is the BRICS summit happening right now in Brazil, the sixth BRICS summit. In Brazil, here's the headline, AFP, BRICS shakeup, global economic architecture. A system outside of the IMF and World Bank. The Federal Reserve is the U.S. name of the European arm. Here's another one. OECD, that's the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. That was the Marshall Plan emergency system they now want for the new European war. Fears middle-class civil unrest is coming. Zero hedge preparing to suppress the population. See, they're not just going to hit Russia. They're not just going to destabilize the Middle East and put al-Qaeda and ISIS in charge. They're going to implode our borders, flood our borders, and use that crisis to bring in civil emergency. You know it as martial law as well. Hydra, Spectre, the New World Order, the private megabanks, the six megabanks are moving against humanity. They've taken over our government. They're like the Vichy French. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's about 7,300,000,000 people on this planet, and I am the organic response. You are the organic response to this tyranny. I'm not just going to just be programmed by television and think I watch ESPN all day while our own government funds al-Qaeda and ISIS worldwide and tries to start a war with Russia as they devalue the dollar. I saw them coming after the Second Amendment, taking farmers' property that I knew outside Austin to turn it over to groups to then build on it later under the guise of environmentalism. I got angry. And I'd already studied so much history that I recognized exactly what it was when I saw it. Flaming totalitarian, scientific, anti-human garbage. Scientifically deployed. And you could just see the total preparation for an authoritarianism. As William Binney, the number four at the NSA, blew the whistle just last Sunday. In fact, I want to reprint that article. So I'm doing a taped interview after. I want to bring it up with the person that's going to be in here after the show with me for a taped interview. Very interesting talk we're going to have. I'm not going to announce it until later. But he said, no, it's a total plan for total social control, for total totalitarianism, total domination. Kept using the word total. Total population control. Totalitarian mentality. I mean, look, bad guys are in control. And they always want world domination, don't they? They always, they're going to make it this time. Why? They've got the NSA. They've got the Predator drones. They've got the social engineering. They've got ESPN. I want to go to your phone calls right now. Margaret, Anonymous, David, Brian, Richard, Joseph, Zach, Matt, Bruce, Bob. We're going to all of you. Margaret, you're the first caller today from North Dakota. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I wanted to talk about everything that's going on in Russia and the Ukraine.
Go ahead.
My brother is married to a lady from the Ukraine.
Lucky man.
And her family's all still back there. And, you know, I agree with you about a lot of things, but I know a lot about what's going on in the ground in Ukraine. And the people that rose up when this all first started, they rose up to get rid of Yanukovych, I think his name was.
Yeah.
Because he was one of them people that was stealing money out of people's bank accounts. He was also pushing them towards, like, Russia rule. And they wanted freedom. They wanted what...
Ma'am, I totally get that. The issue is George Soros is capitalizing. I mean, I know all the different parties involved. The West is basically sees themselves as Europeans, Western Ukraine, mainly Catholic. They were pro-Nazi. I'm not saying they're bad people today, but they were allied with the Nazis in World War II. The East is mainly Russians and historically has been part of Russia. And so both sides have bad past. One of them Stalinist, the other Hitlerian. And the State Department spent $5 billion. I mean, I can play the State Department in a briefing admitting that a few months ago, that we queued that up, saying they spent $5 billion to destabilize Ukraine. So I'm not saying there's not real beefs here. The issue is it's part of a larger destabilization program of the entire world. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I've also heard that the Ukrainian military is the one going over the border into Russia, and that's not true. It's the Russian military from the very beginning has been coming over into the Ukraine.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, the Russians did grab their military base, their gas lines, and any government would do that. And it's only Crimea though. But I mean, you know, we've seen the Ukraine shelling into Russia. So what I'm explaining, ma'am, is it's different perspectives here, but the globalists are behind it, exacerbating it, like it's two cocks in a fight, two roosters. I know the two roosters don't like each other. I get that. But there's a ring with a rooster handler. That's who I'm talking about. See, is who's running the show.
When you grab a mess with your friends.
KLON, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here with a weekday broadcast live. And back Sunday's live. We're live on this Sunday, the 20th day of July. And Senator Feinstein, quote, the U.S. is now at Cold War levels with Russia. So a new Cold War with Russia has turned into a hot war. While Russia has reformed itself and their stock market's up, our stock market's down. And on a global index of freedom, Russia's rising, we're dropping. It's just totally sick. And it's all because the Russians, with other countries, because the Federal Reserve is devaluing the U.S. dollar, are moving away from the dollar. For years, they begged us not to keep destabilizing. People don't want depressions, but the globalists do. Here's RT, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, who's a U.S. citizen and worked in multiple administrations, including Obama, praises the 100 billion BRICS bank created to counter Western dominance. And Joseph Stiglitz has been on the show five times. And when he quit in 2002, we got the documents first with Greg Palast of the BBC. We broke him here because the BBC wouldn't let him put him out. They had a D notice to stop it. It was published in newspapers all over the world, one of the biggest stories we ever had at that time. Thousands of pages of documents got released, and it was the bank's plan to create a global depression in the next decade or so to bring the world into world government and how they were going to do it. And Stiglitz, to his credit, came out and said, this is immoral, let's not do it. He claims he didn't leak the documents. But the point is that we need competition. The dollar's being devalued, folks. The elite here are doing it. And then other people are trying to create something new, and so they're threatening war with them. We're going to take your phone calls right now. I'm going to move quickly from David to Brian to Richard to Joseph to Zach, Bruce, Pete, Bob, Anonymous, and others. David in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Met you briefly at a gun rally in San Antonio. I'm an Army vet. One thing I wanted to bring up that I haven't heard you mention is I read an article the other day stating that the plane downing was actually an attempted assassination on Putin. That he was flying home from the World Cup in Brazil. He knew his coordinates, where he was going to be, and his version of Russian Air Force One looks similar to the Malaysian.
Yeah, in fact, if we type in the headline, Malaysia crash was attempt to kill Putin, it was in state-run media. If you look at his plane, it's white, red, white, and blue stripe. It looks about 95%. Like the Malaysian 777. It's uncanny. But I mean, again, that's speculation. No one knows. Only Western media is allowed to speculate. Then it's called, you know, speculation. If I speculate, it's called a conspiracy theory. And, you know, they have the Boston Globe and the New York Times attack me last week on Friday for daring to say, why was it flown through controlled airspace when no other aircraft were allowed to for 2 months? Of course, that's a fact. But the London Guardian reported on it as well. In fact, scroll up to the top there, and I will give folks the headline so they can look. That's RT. Reports that Putin flew similar route as MH17, presidential airport says, hasn't overflown Ukraine for a long time, but the flights were near there, but not in that area. But it does look just like Putin's plane. In fact, it's really uncanny. From the ground, you would think it was the same aircraft. I mean, look at the tail. It just wow. I know this. Within 2 minutes, the State Department said they thought it was Russia. Within 15 minutes, they said that only Russian missiles could shoot down planes. And every channel within an hour was saying, here's the missile, Russia did it. So that's a little suspicious, too. What does your gut tell you about all this?
The only theory that makes any sense to me, because the Russians wouldn't have any motive to down a commercial airliner. They know that would foster ill will towards them, and it would be counter to their objectives. But it makes total sense that that's controlled airspace, And like you said, it's like finding a dead body in your apartment, and the police already know what the murder weapon is without even looking at the body, you know, immediately. It's kind of the analogy that I'm thinking, where the plane was downed, and then, you know, like you said, within minutes, they're already naming the kind of missile launcher that was used. They said it was a Buk missile launcher. Like,
and then CNN would go, with known former CIA people and generals would go, this is the Buk. It's very scary. It's the only one that can shoot down planes. There's more than 100 known SAM missiles out there. 100 different types. Dozens of countries produce them. But again, it probably was Russia. I mean, they said we're going to shoot down any aircraft that enter this area who are bombing civilian targets. And then NATO just goes, oh, really? We run the air traffic. We're going to direct planes right through there today. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's Lusitania 2.0. What do you think?
Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, any of a series of false flags just fits perfectly within that construct. And it's definitely something that's going to lead us to World War III. I was a combat engineer in the Army. I was stationed in Germany. I have several friends. I had a friend in the Army who was an active duty soldier who was from Russia. And I still have communications with him on Facebook. He's back in Russia now. But he agrees with me 100% with my assessment of the overall situation, because he's actually living on the ground in Russia and sees, you know, what the anti-globalism that's there. You know, it's kind of like Russia is now embracing the spirit that this country used to have. It's like Putin has become more American, a traditional American, than we are. Than our own president. You understand what I mean?
Well, Alexander Solzhenitsyn had about 170 IQ. He was one of the greatest writers ever. And he endorsed Putin before he died. And the U.S. didn't believe it and sent the ambassador there to have dinner with him. And he was like 88 years old then, you know, writing at his table and said, listen, it's nationalism. You know, your New World Order set this up. You put the Bolsheviks in. I've met with the top Russian government. They've decided not to kill all the Russians and go with your eugenics plan. I mean, Solzhenitsyn wrote books that were like my show, okay? And again, so I don't want to say the Russians are getting all their understanding from me. Their anti-communist icon literally sold a bunch of the Russians on. And there's a battle by the old Soviets as well to recreate the Tsarist system under a Soviet communist model again. But there's a battle by libertarians over there, just like there's a battle here. You know, Ron Paul says we shouldn't have war with Russia. And they're reforming and things. They're still not perfect. The West attacking them is pushing Russia into a totalitarianism. So I'm not endorsing Russia. I've never been there. The point is that they're making reforms that we don't have here. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell you that there's a lot of people in this country that wish we had a leader who spoke five languages and was a black belt and multiple martial arts and was actually asserting the traditional alpha male role of a leader instead of being
instead of trying to teach 5-year olds how to have gay sex.
Yes, exactly. That's my point. Exactly. I see them embracing the traditional American.
That's because
attitude.
They hit bottom after 80 years of communism. They found out what it's all about. They went there. So they're desperately trying to embrace their Russian culture, John Wayne, whatever you want to call it. And we're sitting there going, oh, we know you're really communist. We know you're dirty. We're going to have a new Cold War. While our government funds Al-Qaeda, lowers the borders, tries to screw up our kids. Absolutely. It's sick. It's sick. And again, it doesn't mean Russia's good. They're unbelievably corrupt. They're trying to be better, though. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. We'll be back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, you know the latest Snowden documents that the NSA admits are accurate is that the ISIS leader is U.S. British Israeli intelligence officer. I mean, that's public anyways. I mean, they didn't give them Stinger missiles because they weren't working for them. People are like, well, what are you, anti-Israel? I don't know. Is Israel anti-Israel funding Al-Qaeda groups? See, That's the issue here, is that it's not Israel, it's not the U.S., it's criminal elements that have decided, well, we'll use any group we can to destabilize things. What, Iraq, a government that was elected? Put al-Qaeda in to kill every Christian they find? This is evil stuff, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Pennsylvania. I'm going to move quick now. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I got some bombshell news for you.
Go ahead.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a trucker, and we were listening, because I called him on the phone, we were listening on the CV, and they were talking about martial law sign in the back of this one guy's truck. Yeah, the other guy that was behind him, they were in a traffic jam, and they didn't believe him. So guy's like, well, we're stuck in traffic, so I'll show you. And 5 minutes later, the other guy gets on the CB, and he's like, holy crap, I don't believe it. It's actually true. There's martial law signs in the back of this guy's truck, front to back.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Brian. I've been on the air since 1996, and I get that call about 10 times a year, and it's an urban legend. So are guillotines that are in a traffic jam wreck, and the guillotines fall out the back of a truck or train. I think that's a psyop that's put out so people don't recognize real martial law when it comes down the pike. People repeat it, but it's also a seminar call to Patriot Radio. They're not going to call it martial law. They're imploding the border now. It's called Rex 84, declassified 1986. Our reporters were just down there. Secret FEMA camps being built on the border. We've been breaking national news every week on this. We proved the Border Patrol is shipping the illegals in under orders, giving them vouchers that forced the New York Times to admit it. Okay, when Drudge carried our story, DrudgeReport.com, the Infowars.com article. So all the real stuff, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, all declassified public plans to put you and your family in forced labor camps. I don't know if they're going to implement them. Looks like they're moving in that direction. You'll be at the Library of Congress, Army.mil, with the names I just gave you. But instead, other talk show hosts will follow a story like that, claim I said it, and say it's been disproven. So that's the issue. They're not going to call it martial law. They're going to call it civil emergency. And that's what the purposeful implosion of the border is about. Notice it's all happening. Gaza, the Middle East takeover, ISIS, Ukraine, China threatening Japan, North Korea, the border collapsing, the dollar being devalued, the BRICS summit. The whole world's lining up right now for a big change. And the globalists are saying, you're going to stay under what we've been doing, or we're going to cause World War III. Who's up next? Richard in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I just wanted to touch on what the last caller said about the domestic preparation for the martial law. I'm in the Oregon Army National Guard. I'm a staff sergeant medic. And I have never seen the level of preparation that we have thus far. We just purchased $1 million MASH unit city and six mobile chemical decontamination units in order to travel throughout the United States, and when we're on a financial drawdown right now, we haven't been able. We've been saying bang, bang, bang instead of using bullets, and it's real stuff. And I tell my soldiers every day when I'm talking to them about what's going on and how to keep their mind right when they start telling us to load people into camps, but they just laugh at me.
Well, absolutely. So let's give folks documentation. London Guardian, 2 weeks ago, Pentagon preparing for mass civil unrest, social breakdown worldwide and in the United States. Boom. Let's go to the next article here. This is out of the AP. The cost of the American police state. Hundreds of billions have been spent to militarize our nation against terrorism threat that barely exists, because if you go to the real training, it's all for the Tea Party gun owners. It is the Vichy French takeover model. Folks, print me a Vichy French definition or encyclopedia. I want to tell people about the French collaborator government with the Nazis. It's not the Nazis, though. It's the mega banks, the globalists, who are offshore on their yachts, who run the government now, and the Homeland Security is their client Vichy takeover army. Now, Homeland Security people are the second most awake group. Military, former military, Homeland Security, then police are not our enemy. Because they hear this show and they get chills, they know it's true. And I'm thank God I'm 40 and been doing this for 20 years and no more now. So I used to just yell and scream at the whole thing. The last 5-6 years I've clicked that, whoa, these people, even though it's an evil institution, they are afraid and know it's real. So they're our friends on average. We need to reach out to them like the folks did with the fall of the Berlin Wall. It was when the citizens started reaching out to the Stasi and the military instead of just being scared of them and being and having courage that they said, no, you're right, and stood down. We need to be hitting them with the truth and hitting them hard because they care about their families too, folks. This is really happening. Let me just show you some more of these headlines here. War gear flows to police departments, New York Times, Battlefield USA, American police extensively militarized, ACLU, Nashville police stockpile weapons of war, Marine Corps colonel, Homeland Security building domestic arming. And by the way, he's here today to do an interview after the show with us that we're going to be airing in the next few weeks. We're going to do like a documentary and show all the documents with him. So this is it, folks. This is it. This isn't a game. And if you hesitate and deny it's happening, the globalists will win. If we affect the battlefield space in the info war now, make it an info war, they'll never get to the physical war. 90% of war is propaganda now. Our propaganda is better because it's truth-based. Theirs is weak. It's lie-based. Go ahead, sir. Anything else? He's gone. All right, Joseph in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm a Prison Planet member. I wanted to tell you, I used to be a newspaper reporter, and I'm really sensitive to coverage, how things are covered. And when you watch the way this thing has been covered, the story started out being the crash of Malaysian 17. And within a half an hour, they had changed it to the shoot down of Malaysia 17 and already had images they put up, you know, and theme songs that were already obviously prepared ahead of time.
No, no, it's just like the babies in the incubators that was a lie and Gulf of Tonkin. It's pre-prepared. Anybody in media or anybody in advertising recognizes a rollout, pre-packaged, premeditated. Yes, sir. So that's what you think from working in the news.
They immediately started saying that they didn't know who did it. Within about 20 minutes, they said the Russian separatists did it. And then they switched and said, well, the Russians must have done it because the missile system's complex and the separatists didn't have the kind of knowledge you would need to operate the missiles. So they
tell you what, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Don't hang up, Joseph. Then Zach, Bruce, Pete, Bob, Anonymous, and others. Toll-free number to join us. I'm going to take a bunch of calls when we come back. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Give us your take straight ahead. Yeah. It's like when Dodge has a new car coming out. You can tell there's a push for it. It's a PR push. It's staged.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the globalists try to start World War III.
Love runs high.
Every time a country tries to go on the gold standard or get out of the dollar, the big European banks that control the private Federal Reserve note try to attack them. And look, I would be for keeping the dollar as the world reserve because we benefit from it. The globalists are ending all that. That's what people are trying to get out of it. They're destroying our power to bring in the EU mega government after that. This is all public. At the Davos, Switzerland meetings 2 years ago, they said $100 trillion every decade in global taxes on all nations paid to the private IMF and World Bank. And you'll have a digital card and a digital mark biometrically to buy and sell. That's not the Bible. That's the London Telegraph. So, I mean, you think it's bad now. We've been conquered for a long time. I mentioned the Vichy French. It's the best analogy I know of. People wonder why the Nazis were able to conquer France, who beat Germany in World War I, and who took over most of the world under Napoleon. Finally, the French stopped liking war after that. How they did it in just a week and a half? Because they were only fighting the British Expeditionary Force that was there. And they ran them out at Dunkirk. The entire general staff basically was Nazis or had been paid off and were promised the entire south of France and the equivalent of trillions of dollars. It was billions then, billions of French francs. to go along with the takedown of France, and their military stood down. And that's part of history. Vichy France. Okay? So if you want to know what the globalist model is, it's corporations, the elite, buying government off, setting up the UN, the New World Order, the system outside, tax-free, tax exemption for themselves. It's the same deal. But it's not Nazis. It's the globalist. And our government's not Nazi. To use the Hydra analogy, Colonel Craig Roberts, you know, wrote the book, The Medusa Project. He described it as a Hydra. We got to get him back on, by the way. And he said at the elite levels, he has family that's high-level CIA, that they call it Hydra. That's why when I went and saw Captain America, I was so freaked out because, you know, I've been hanging out with him, you know, all over at events and things over the years, and he would tell me all this stuff about, you know, the octopus or Hydra, and that's what it's called, actually. So even in the CIA, they call it Hydra. And most people in the system have joined Hydra, folks. I mean, you have to understand that. That's why the whole world's scared of it. Because they got people in China, Japan, Mexico, the U.S., Russia. They're everywhere. So it wasn't that you know, like in Captain America, where Hydra's only Nazis. No, no, no. Hydra was the eugenicist British Empire model that actually put Hitler in power and then set him up. And then they took 35,000, 36,000 top Nazis, and they ran almost every university, NASA, Goddard Space Center, CIA, Rand Corporation, everything. That's why it looks so Nazi, that we have German-style helmets and black uniforms and homeland when it was Reichland or the People's Land, because they adopted a Nazi template for the government. For the people, it's a communist template. It's very sophisticated, folks. I said I'd go to your calls. But let's go back to Joseph in North Carolina. You made some good points about this all being pre-scripted, obviously. Any other points?
Well, think about it. They originally announced the Russian separatists did this, and then Ukraine conveniently had telephone intercepts that showed that the Russian separatists were not only stupid enough to shoot down a commercial passenger plane, but also stupid enough to brag about it on the telephone, on an unencrypted telephone, knowing that the NSA scoops up every phone call in the world. So, and then it went from not just the Russians' fault, it's Putin's fault personally. And now Putin is being described not only as the Russian leader, he's being described as the new Hitler.
That's because a Solzhenitsyn mole got in the Kremlin. Can you imagine how freaked out the New World Order is right now?
They're trying to describe eastern Ukraine as the Sudetenland.
Oh, I know. I saw the New York Times say Putin is the new Hitler when it was Crimea that fought Hitler. I know. It's incredible. Where do you see all this going?
Let me say one more thing. I think you're wrong when you say that there's danger of nuclear war. It may happen accidentally, but I don't think the goal of this was the nuclear war. I think the goal is what Dianne Feinstein said, that it's Cold War II, and they're getting that started. And then I think we ought to follow the Watergate rule of follow the money. And I think this is really aimed at breaking up the BRICS, because if they can peel away India, Brazil, and South Africa from the BRICS, they will have destroyed the BRICS and prevented a challenge to the Western financial system.
I agree. And listen, I was not saying there'll be nuclear war, but it's in the cards. I mean, this is a very dangerous game the globalists are playing. And let's expand on that. The globalists are anti-Western. And the Russians are adopting something proto-Western that's Russian. So my whole issue is the Russians are just trying to survive, folks, and trying to de-escalate, and the globalists want to destroy them, just like they want to shut off our power plants and dumb our kids down and teach them 2 + 2 = 5 and do all this stuff. I mean, that's the issue here. But we're not fighting an evil Soviet Union this time, put in by the globalist. It's epic. Things are so epic. Things are so epic right now that I wish the average American male knew about geopolitical things like they knew about football and our problems will be over very, very quickly. I mean, I can't quit reading about it and studying it. Friends and family are over, and I'm just at the computer just, oh, look at this, oh, look at that, just trying to learn about this because it's so incredible. I spent 4 hours yesterday tracking the original cable of Alexander Solzhenitsyn a few years before he died, 5 years ago, meeting with the U.S. ambassador to Russia for, and the cable had a lot more than was in The Guardian. And I got to do a whole show on that with Solzhenitsyn saying, you know, how dare you put the Bolsheviks in? How dare you want to, you know, kill all our people? And it's just incredible. Alexander Solzhenitsyn figured it all out, but I figured it out too, because I was told this, all this stuff by the Liberty Movement, who was all former military, former CIA people that weren't traitors. Everything the John Birch Society said was true, folks. Just every stinking shred of it was absolute, like, just 100%. And now we're down to the line here on this. And I'm not saying that Russia's good now. It's just that they're not going along with the New World Order's agenda. Let's go ahead and take a call here from Bruce in Canada. Bruce, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good. I'm good. Go ahead.
Good. I'm wondering, given the state of the administration the way that it is right now, do you really think that Chairman Gowdy has even a snowball's chance with the Benghazi hearing coming up? And then furthering that towards the IRS hearings, I see Gowdy as a rock star. I just really admire the guy and how fierce he is in there. And, I'm saying a prayer for the man. You know, I really hope that he...
I know that they're really pushing for more wider hearings. And yes, this is all a distraction from Benghazi, from all the other scandals. Again, just like it allows Putin to become more tyrannical if he wants, just to survive, or if he wants to, by the West putting pressure. His polls have never been higher. See, war is the health of the state, because then we won't complain as much if the government's trying to start a war. So that's why this is just so bad. Where do you think all this is going?
Oh, it's a mess. I've been to Russia several times, and I got to tell you, they look up to Putin. They really admire him, which is, the exact opposite of what's happening in the U.S. right now, or, the way everybody feels about Obama. I mean, I've heard you say it on your show that, Putin's going the right direction.
Well, compared to our leaders, I mean, it's like comparing, 50 trillion tons of crap to 100 pounds of it.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment. I got to move quick through your calls now. Zach in Texas, you're on the air. You're stationed in Hawaii. You want to share some military view on what's currently happening? Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener. I've been listening to you since I was probably about 18 years old. But I just want to express my point of view just as an Air Force member. A lot of my friends listen to your show. A lot of us support you. We are prepared to stand down against this freaking atrocity going on against our Constitution. I just wanted to let you know that. And
I know the military is just almost completely awake. I think the establishment's overplayed their hand. What do you think?
I do believe they have. They don't know what they have on their hands right now. That's why I do believe they're trying to start this World War III or Cold War, whichever it comes to.
Because that'll get people in line. I mean, let me tell you, a war breaks out with Russia. I mean, you go along with it, you get arrested. I mean, this is going to get really bad, folks. Because it's an internal coup against the country. They want to start a war to get us to go along with it. Oldest trick in the book.
Yes, they want the military to fall in line, go ahead and ship off the war, so they have less resistance when the Homeland Security, everybody else comes in to declare martial law. They just want to get us out of the way. That's basically what I view this as.
That's right. They're moving weapons systems, jet aircraft troops into Poland, into Ukraine. I mean, this is just crazy. And then magically, in a no-fly area. This passenger plane goes through, and I think the Russians probably shot it down. They said, all right, you're bombing cities. We're going to shoot everything down that comes through here. And then, oh, really? We're going to direct passenger liners in there. I mean, it's pretty obvious, and it's sick. And again, I'm not lionizing the Russians. It's just that who started this? George Soros a month ago bragged to the New York Times that, quote, he was behind this. Well, he's a big part of it. I wouldn't even give that piece of garbage, you know, all the credit, but it's just sick. The same guy that wants our guns, the same guy that's behind the borders being open, he brags about that. He's behind the group that got those borders opened and advertised the illegals to come up here. I mean, these people are breaking our country down. They don't want any countries, not Russia, not America. They're globalist. They're conquering us, and I'm sick of them. God bless you, Zach. Say hi to the folks there in the air wing. Bob in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What a privilege it is to be on with this Alex Jones one more time. The fella that I met up at the Alex, up at the Austin Gun Show on Sovereignty, remember?
Hey, you're that old preacher, aren't you? I remember you.
No, just a minute. You got the wrong word. You called me that at that day, and I corrected you three times. Do you remember what I said? You were in your house the last couple of days ago.
I know. I was thinking about you just the other day. Go ahead and make your point. We're almost out of time.
Okay. You were calling on God to help with the situation, and I said, look at Hebrews 9, the sovereignty, and see if there's any relation.
If we will seek God's face and repent and ask God to help us change our wicked ways, he will heal our land.
That's why the call screener told you I referred to that. You Alex Jones, saying that the churches are the Satan's army or the army of Satan.
They are.
Now what I wanted to say was you don't do that kind of talking when you go to New World Order. When you're on the New World Order subject, you make sure the document is allowed to speak for itself. Now, my question is, 3 years have gone by, and why is it that Hebrews 9 cannot speak for itself? We ought to have callers calling in who want to tell you about this Hebrews 9 passage, and we can get their questions, and we can have the others that are calling in to answer their questions, and you'll get a demonstration of your no church people, no preacher people, but they got a one-on-one with their maker. And that's the only way.
No, I agree. These state-controlled churches will never say we should repeat, you know, we should repent, we should repeat what our ancestors did and get on our knees before God and ask for guidance. It's just worship the church, do what you're told, praise God the world's getting evil, that means Jesus is coming back. These churches are abominations. Good point. I totally agree. My dad has said that over and over again. Hebrews 9, we need to repent. Between us and God, and I do that all the time, and I will do it. I will get Hebrews 9, and on the show tomorrow, I will do that, sir. Okay, I appreciate your call. Run to that guy a couple times. Anonymous in Florida, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening since 2006, and I'm actually from the Dominican Republic. I'm just calling in to give my point of view on the whole immigration thing that is going on and a couple of tips, like, you know, to do like a show about it. Basically, I've been here since 2012. I came in, I was 16 years old, and now it took me 7 years to become a citizen, but I made it. You know, there's a way to do it, and what is going on is not right. So what I wanted to suggest is, I know Leon made a report about it, but do one that explains it from the beginning, like how did it actually start. I think it has to do with the Dreamers, right, the Dreamers Act, you know, but explain all the way down to what it is, you know, with the FEMA camps. Where are they going to put all these people? You know, probably the FEMA camps.
Well, they use it as a cover, beta test it on the immigrants, make it as hard as it can to get here legally, show you'll be illegal, so the Democratic Party and Akern and others can then be the only venue for you to survive as an illegal. It's a totally evil plan, and I agree with you. We need to reach out to the folks and try to wake them up to what's happening, because the plan is to implode the country, not help the immigrants.
Definitely. Yeah, and like I said, you know, it takes time, it is hard. But there is a way to do it, you know, and there's something, it's, you know, it's on purpose. Like I said, I'm from the Dominican Republic. Over there, the same thing that happens in all our, you know, our countries down here. Basically, they buy off the politicians, they sell out the country, you know, with these loans of austerity, and it's like on purpose. And that's what they're trying to do.
Well, imagine if Dominican Republic opened your border to Haiti and then let all them vote. I mean, what would that do to your country?
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Wreck it in a matter of months. I mean, it is a total plan because the globalists don't live here now. They've moved on to Switzerland. I appreciate your call. Great points. We did find the verse. We'll put it up on a screen, and I will read from it. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And it's even stronger in the King James Version. But if my people called by my name will humble themselves and repent. That's why I'm so into being humble. That's when your brain works, folks. So when I tell you how successful we are in the Liberty Movement, it's not to be arrogant. It's to say, hey, we got a chance to win this, but only by being humble. And then you're not insecure anymore. When you're humble, you're actually strong. When you're on a mission, you're strong. It's not about us, folks. It's about everybody together in humanity. In fact, let's go to the King James Version here. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. All right, let's go to another caller. I got to move quick now. Pete in Washington, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, man, can you take off the shirt so we can see those man boobs or something?
You bet, brother. That's a good subject to bring up when I'm being so serious here. You know, to sit there. But you know what? I'm insecure now. I'm really upset over the fact that you said that about me. I'm going to crawl in a hole and cry all night right now that I have giant pectoral muscles. Oh, boy. Have you ever been able to squat 600 pounds? I don't know. But I'm not even into that. I'm a humble person. Let's talk to Jeremy in Kansas. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeremy. We're almost out of time. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yes. On the nuclear point, there's a very interesting data coming out of the Sandia Labs on Veterans Today about the exact nuclear micro-nukes that were used on September 11th. But I want to address the main issue now of the connection between the Malaysian flight over Ukraine and the Gaza incursion. There was a 15-minute window of similarity there. That strikes me as not a coincidence. And then if you look at where that flight took off from in Netherlands, that's a key Mossad Europe base. And if there was anything being involved in terms of like electronic hijacking or a bomb on board, rather than
sure. I mean, that's all speculation. But I'll tell you this: what isn't speculation is four universities, one in England, three in the U.S. People can pull this up. Tested the isotopes and did find the isotopes of small atomic weapons at the World Trade Center. It's actually true. It's actually true that radioactive isotope from super small atomics were there. And I don't know what to say about it. It's beyond crazy. I'm out of time. Lisa from FEMA Region 1, formerly Massachusetts, you got 20 seconds. Take us out.
Hey, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller, but I just wanted to make the point that every single talk show this morning had the same talking heads, and they were all trying to blame Putin for what happened in the Ukraine.
That's right. Absolutely. We got to have war with Russia. Forget our criminal occupational government. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.